The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Time now for Bartender Sports with Sleepy Pete.
PD Mac Sports on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You're not sleepy anymore, but you're bartending again, so I figured I'd bring that one back. I love the drunks in the back of that one. Hey, listen to this one. Listen to the drunks in the back of this bit here.
Time now for Bartender Sports with Sleepy Pete.
PD Mac Sports on the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tell you about the cross-eyed seamstress.
I heard Coors Light steamer. What'd you hear? Cross-eyed seamstress. That could be it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Coors Light steamer.
That's a setup to an old joke.
Yeah.
And I don't recall the punchline.
Yeah.
That's an old one.
That's really old.
Damn.
Well, you did bartend for a long time. I know you still do it a little part-time again. So.
Yeah. This day in 1991,
mm-hmm.
People started hating Christian Laettner.
Oh, this is the same day he shot that, huh?
No, that was yesterday in 92. This day in 1991, Duke beat the Fab Five in the Final Four.
Bad timeout, right?
And then went.
That was
a championship game against Carolina.
That's right.
Okay,
right.
With the Fab Five. But they went on to beat Kansas, and that was Coach K's first title.
Oh, it was. 91 was his title. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, and they won it again the following year with that shot you just mentioned. Saturday, we get South Carolina and Gonzaga at 5 o'clock.
You get that one.
Yeah. Probably not.
I'll watch the second one.
And then, the nightcap, 7:49 Central tip-off, Oregon and Carolina.
I'm rooting for Gonzaga because if South Carolina gets that championship game against North Carolina, they're going to get their ass waxed.
They made it this far.
It's going to end, though. Those stories end. Carolina is too good.
They are.
Your own time adjustments, but our world revolves around the central time zone.
See.
Tired of everybody making their world revolve around the eastern time zone.
Yeah. Sometimes I do that. I don't know why.
There's more people there. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why they list it there.
Yeah.
It's kind of the standard for, that very reason.
Yeah.
Because that's where most of the population is.
And the rest of us can subtract.
Yeah.
The rest of the country.
Right. The East Coast can.
You'd be surprised how many people don't understand time zones.
I know.
I deal with PR people.
Oh, you do? That's right.
Who are booking interviews at specific times where one person's in one time zone and the other person's in another, and I have to explain to them where we're at and where that is in relation to where they're at.
Man. People are dumb.
Very.
I don't believe in time zones. That's probably why.
You know, I have noticed in the calendar on your phone, say if you're in Colorado and you put something in your calendar, mm-hmm. It schedules it in mountain time.
It does. It screws
everything up when you get back to your home time.
It makes the conversion. Yeah, I noticed that when I was in Denver, when I was looking at game times, it had actually converted to mountain time. You were getting the local time.
Because they're smartphones for dumb people. Help us out.
No, my phone ain't that smart. Because usually when you go into a time zone, it automatically changes.
Sometimes you have to turn the phone off.
It hooks up to a tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've tried that. I have to do it manually.
Okay.
Wow.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You got a bad phone.
I know something's wrong.
Yeah. And a reminder to ASSAT Kentucky fans that John Higgins is so awful a referee and official that he'll be doing one of those two Final Four games for the 8th time.
It's the top of the page, top of the fold, the headline in today's paper or the local rag.
You got death threats
against referee go beyond unsportsmanlike.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also had spent 2 hours talking to the FBI yesterday.
Sure.
Oh, we're going to talk to him after the He agreed to talk to us after the Final Four?
Yeah, he can't talk.
Before the Final Four.
Yeah, because of protocol or whatever until after the Final
Kentucky
Four.
Kentucky basketball fan is right below soccer hooligan now.
I said that he should actually say he agrees to meet with a sweaty Ashley Judd as a Kentucky representative and in a one-on-one and discuss the whole situation. That's what I'm going to tell him on Monday we talk to him.
Perfect.
Or Tuesday, whenever we get a chance to talk to him.
Got a game of who's older?
Yes.
Richard Sherman.
All right. They're thinking about trading him, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I was watching this last night.
Well, okay. That sets this up nicely. So who's older, Richard Sherman or Richard Sherman's act?
His act is older.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's 29 today.
Right. Is he 29?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, who are they thinking of shopping him to?
I don't know. Somebody needs a good cornerback.
Don't want to pay him or something?
I don't know.
Everybody needs
a pain in the ass, I guess, apparently.
Yeah,
it sounds like he's kind of high maintenance.
Yeah.
At 29 for a cornerback, you can still bench.
I'd take him.
Yeah, he's a good player.
I think any team would.
None of our teams would pay him, though. Who's going to pay that kind of cash?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. After getting smoked in the NFC Championship game, I think maybe the Packers should start paying some corners.
Yeah, that's true.
But this
no,
is,
they better not.
Yeah, one of those instances where I think Pete Carroll's just tired of putting up with his crap.
That's what it looked like to me.
Adrian Peterson still without a team, though he's been working out with several players on one specific team. That's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Just because he's in warm weather?
Well, I mean, maybe you could connect those dots. Apparently he's been training with Jameis Winston, and he's been hanging out with a couple of the receivers, Mike Evans, and, of course, the Bucs picked up DeSean Jackson this year.
Yeah, they're just his buddies, I'm guessing.
Yeah, what's the connection?
Buddies. Warm weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's just training in Florida and Tampa Bay specifically, but, I mean, he's hanging out with those guys, so people are starting to say, Tampa Bay doesn't really have a running back.
They don't? Okay.
No. Not a bad team, not that far off, probably.
All depends on what he wants. That's the key. A lot of teams would take him. Yeah, we'll give you $100,000 to play for us. No. Okay, then don't play for
us.
Never mind. That's exactly
last I heard, he was a
shooting. It's not about the teams. It's about what he wants to be paid.
He wants $8 million.
No, they might not give
it's probably
him that.
Too much.
It is probably too much.
Probably too much. Might have to come down in price a little bit.
Yeah. You know, probably get more money playing for a non-contender than playing for a contender, obviously.
Right, right.
So, not sure where the Buccaneers would fall in that line.
I don't know. We'll discuss that in August.
Can't wait. I'm sure this was there was celebration in New England as Roger Goodell has announced that he plans to be at the season opening kickoff game in New England. Hasn't been to New England since the Deflategate game.
So tired of them being in the news. Yeah. Really, I really am.
I'm specifically
not even about the Super Bowl anymore. Just about them being the Patriots anymore. Just shut up.
I'm specifically tired of Patriot fans hating Goodell.
So am I.
I'm over that story. Yeah.
He did what he
let that go.
You cheated. He suspended you. That
and
was the rule.
And you want and he sat down and you still won the Super Bowl. Right. Shut up about it.
They're lame.
Yeah, but if they don't
report
on
pussies,
that,
man, they're such pussies when it comes to this.
They're going
to
report on Tebow.
Oh, I know. You're right.
Or stories like this, reminding us that the Patriots are better than everyone else. There's stories out there that Joe Mixon, that Oklahoma running back who punched that girl, and there's a video.
Oh, they'll take him?
No, that they will not.
Oh.
Because they don't want the baggage.
Yeah.
Unless,
a lot of teams wouldn't take him.
Right. But the Patriots won't take him.
Yeah, the Raiders will take him.
They had Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, we draft killers, not wife beaters.
Right.
The only thing surprising about this story is that someone reported it as news that Tony Romo is, quote, distancing himself from his Cowboy teammates.
I saw that, too. Of course you would, because...
Yeah, he ain't going to be back.
They don't want you.
One way or another, he's not going to be there.
Right.
Oh, it was a rumor. Oh, he replaces Phil Sims in the booth.
That is the rumor, that potential replacement for Phil Sims. Now, nobody knows whether that means, like, right away, like Phil Sims is going away, or if they're going to kind of put him in the number two spot and groom him up to replace Phil Sims eventually.
I hope he plays football. I'm going to play football again.
Yeah. People are saying, you know, Roger Clemens, remember, went in the booth for a little bit and then came back out.
Speaking of the booth.
Yeah.
Speaking of the booth, where's this call from?
It's from a Giants-Cubs game.
Giants-Cubs game.
Yeah.
He might have the biggest knob in the league. You know how this stuff goes, right?
Yeah.
The knob? No. The knob of your bat. So it looks like it's taped, right? Is that tape around the knob?
It's a rubber. Is that rubber around the knob?
You got to unroll that thing.
Is there a reservoir tip around that knob?
You got to unroll that thing when you put it
on. Do the knob again so Puss can put that in the... I want to hear it one more time.
Awkward.
He might have the biggest knob in the league.
I want that, Puss. I want that on a hot button. I'm going to play that all baseball season long. Or just randomly.
And they're talking about a white dude.
I know. Oh, really?
Yeah.
He might have the biggest knob in the league.
Actually, talking
about... Now, Craig edited that where he went right away, but they spent like another 45
seconds
with
just
silence in the crowd, and somebody finally realizes, oh, we're talking about a knob.
Oh, I might want to clarify that one.
Yeah.
Finally, my man is junk. Yeah, guy's got a big piece of junk down there.
Finally started.
Funny if you said that. I am clarifying.
Thinking like us.
I didn't mean his bat.
They're talking about
knob in the league.
Yeah, who are they talking about?
They're talking about Connor Gillespie, who's actually an Omaha kid.
Is he?
Played at Miller North.
Oh,
yeah,
that's right. So, yeah, that's who they're talking about?
Plays with the
San
Francisco
Giants.
That's
even funnier, man.
Yeah.
He did play at Miller North in our city.
Can we hear the wet sack one, too?
I'll break it out for you.
Yeah, you'll break out your wet sack.
Yes, I will.
All you got to do is ask, Peter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he'll bust it out for you.
You never know until you ask.
Right. Did he have a big knob when he was playing high school baseball?
I don't know.
I'm not going to ask. I know that I'm familiar with that high school. I hang out at that high school a lot.
Somebody in town knows.
Somebody in town knows.
My son has a baseball practice tonight at that high school. So, no, I know I'm familiar with all the people that work there.
See if they got any trophies.
I'm not going to bring up an ex-player's knob.
Well, ask around
when I'm there. I will ask around, though. No, that'd be weird.
Hey, you guys you got any Connor Gillespie's knob around here?
not going to do that.
Just some Connor Gillespie knob stories.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And there's the delay here. I'm not sure why.
It's wet. He's got a wet sack.
What I think is happening is the balls are getting wet in the umpire's sack.
Well, then there's a rip in his sack then, don't you think? That's what I'm thinking. That's Hershiser, right?
Yeah.
He's the one that says that.
One of my favorites.
Mike Patrick and Earl Hershiser.
Hershiser. They're the biggest knob in the league. These baseball, you know what? I don't blame these guys. They sit there for nine innings. I watch enough live baseball. They got to kill so much time.
Yes.
And they're just randomly just telling boring stories.
Such
to each
a
other.
Lost art.
It is. Yeah. It is. And so the bad ones say stuff like that.
Right. You got to have the biggest knob in the league.
See, that's why I was totally amazed when I found out Vin Scully was doing that on his own.
By himself,
all those years.
By himself.
Just filling all that time.
Right. Well, he also knows when to be quiet.
True, you know, but still.
Yeah.
It's a lot of talking.
Right, it is.
Yeah, a lot of stories. 4 days to opening day, by the way.
Yes, it is.
President Trump will not be throwing out an opening pitch.
No, anywhere. We talked about the other day. Granted, he'd probably be booed. I understand why he wouldn't do it. But he did play baseball in college, in high school, so he can actually probably throw the ball.
So don't say he's not capable.
No. Right. Well, nobody knew that. I just believe Craig did the story yesterday. He actually played ball in school. So
he's had to have thrown out some first pitches over his
life. In New York, probably.
You know what I mean? Think so.
I mean, he don't want to be booed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a rally.
No, it would not be like a cheer,
right.
Believe me.
He only likes to go to rallies.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
He didn't want to go to...
No, he ain't going to stand in public anymore unless it's a rally. No.
Not going to the correspondence dinner.
No.
Not throwing out the first pitch.
Not speaking to all of his citizens, which includes us.
Not
just
filling out...
Just only to his rallies.
Not filling out a bracket.
Yeah.
Come on. Have some fun. The guy's no fun.
Nope.
He's serious president.
Nope.
He's old business.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure he has some little fun on the golf course, though.
He golfs too much.
Well, that's not possible.
No, Obama golfed too much.
Yeah,
Obama golfed too much.
No, like he's already hit Obama's number in the past first 8 months.
He's golfing just the right amount.
Oh, that's right.
Whatever he's doing just the right amount of it.
Yes, he knows. I had all the new rules in football still in the stack, even though we talked to Cleet yesterday.
Yeah.
Pass on that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they did vote down. This was kind of interesting because it came up during the season.
Does Cleet actually bring up that fumble out of the end zone rule when he talks to the competition?
He always he was at the competition committee last year in Florida. Because I remember him texting me. I was in Florida across the state at that point.
Because I would like someone.
He was hanging out with Tomlin. He sent a picture of me and Tomlin.
Right. To seriously float that out there.
Yeah. No, he thinks it's ridiculous. He's on the wrong side of this issue. He thinks we're wrong on this.
Yeah.
Specifically, you're wrong on this, but I'm on your side.
See, I just envision him like every year towards the end raising his hand going, hey, I want to bring it, and they just go, no, Cleet,
no.
Shut up. Still not going to talk about it. Shut up.
It's not a stupid rule change.
But they're not gonna, for some reason they think it's you can't fumble outside the end zone.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Never got it.
Never have. Now, there was a proposal to change, well, really maybe not change, but to award teams who had a kicker who on the kickoff could actually kick it through the uprights. So we talked about this.
No, that was Harbaugh, John Harbaugh.
Yeah, but apparently
idea.
It came
no,
out.
No, but there was an actual proposal.
They voted
about
that down.
Yeah, they voted it down. What they were going to do is put a 5-yard bonus on it on field position. So typically on a touchback, you know, you get the ball at the 25 now with the current safety rules or whatever. So if you were able to kick it through those uprights.
And the only reason John Harbaugh introduced that is because he had a kicker.
He had a great kicker.
Did that a couple of times.
Right. Yeah.
So he thought he should get a point for that.
I think it was actually the Redskins that brought this one to the table. Why?
I think it's crap. First of all, it's crap because you are in Denver and places like that, and you got a good kicker. It's a better chance you getting that for the whole way through a lot of times.
Right.
You know? So I shouldn't get points for that. Shouldn't get 5 yards.
No, that's carnival stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
It's like throw the ball in the hole.
Right. How about we have a guy in a dunk tank?
Right.
And if you kick it through the goalpost, the guy in the dunk tank.
Why do they get together every year and have to mess with everything? I like the. We were originally against the extra point. Now I like it. I do.
It's but settled this, in nicely.
This is stupid.
It's voted down.
Good.
Yeah. You could put that Goodell in a dunk tank.
Right, yeah. Only in Boston.
Only in England.
Yeah. You pick whatever villain in whatever town and put him in a dunk tank. And he has to sit there by the goalpost at every kickoff.
Right. Throwing out some stink bait?
Yeah, I am.
I saw you waving.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, jeez, please, sorry. Now, you know, a lot of the reasons that they tweak a lot of these rules every year is, or at least something they hide behind, is player safety because they're tired of lawsuits.
They're never going to fix that.
No, but
guys are always going to get hurt.
When has the league ever been sued for somebody being injured?
Well, no, they're talking about lawsuits when it comes to concussion
lawsuits.
Concussion lawsuits and head trauma stuff.
Billion-dollar settlement.
That sort of thing.
Now, concussions are down 10% if you include the preseason game. So that's good news, obviously.
By the way, have you seen the biggest concussion sport in high school is girls' soccer?
Yes.
By far. Over football.
Heading
the ball. It was like 26%, and football's next at 21%.
Wow.
Something like that. But girls' soccer is worse for your head than football.
Well, and don't most
and
high
they said,
schools?
They said girls, so I'm sure boys' soccer is the same, but if for some reason this article said girls' soccer.
Aren't most high school sports like, is it a kind of a three strikes and you're out thing with concussions? Like, if you get three concussions, you can't play that sport anymore.
I don't know about the total season, but I know they pull you right away with concussions. I've seen it. You know, I know my son plays ball. The kid's out. He's out for like 10. They have to miss like 2 full games, even at my son's level.
Oh, jeez! Wow.
Yeah.
Well, oh, really?
I know somebody who's a soccer coach.
If you have a concussion, right?
All right, because see, there was really no protocol like when my son was playing, and that wasn't that long ago.
No. But soccer, before you start yelling at football, heading in soccer is worse for you.
Is there protocol in college football? I'm not aware of any.
For concussions?
Yeah.
I don't think
for college.
Don't
oh, yeah.
You can't come back in that game.
Yeah,
for
no,
sure.
It's the same. It's the same as NFL.
Yeah.
Except they probably don't have independent guys on the sidelines, so they got a team doctor.
Right, right.
You know. Now, they're also looking in, and the NFL's finally offering some of its research, which they've now been doing to avoid some of these lawsuits, to help helmet makers maybe even make helmets that are position-specific. So, like, they're looking at all this data.
Well, like, I keep mine up. That's mine.
Yes.
Mine specific
specifically
is helmet up
for your helmet.
The helmet up call.
But say running backs, the way that that they're hitting the helmet is a little bit different than quarterbacks. A little bit different than linemen. A little bit different than linebackers.
Yeah.
A little bit different than fullbacks. So they're trying to specifically like dial it into each player, and this could maybe have some impact. But I think really, to me, it just seems like two companies that are tired of getting sued.
Yes.
Riddell and the NFL saying, hey, maybe if we team up, we can avoid some of these lawsuits.
They should all wear those big Kelso helmets. You know?
The double bubble?
The double bubble, yeah.
4 days till the Masters Monday.
Yes.
Tradition like.
My dad's going to be in town for the Masters, too. That's going to be cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like to
oh,
be
man.
In Augusta
like
for the Masters.
Old days, sit around and watch the Masters. You'll be in Mexico.
I know.
But they still play it.
How could my daughter schedule a wedding during the Masters?
I don't know.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
You're right, Todd.
Never schedule your
wedding.
But
the wedding's a Saturday, right?
During the Masters.
Masters Saturday wedding?
Cancun
I thought
is
this
what?
Was America.
Is that East Time or Central?
I think it's Central Time.
Okay, I think it is Central Time, Cancun. So you're not flying out till late Sunday? You can watch the Nationals. You might miss it.
I might have to DVR it, and then you can't report on it till Tuesday because I don't get it until late Sunday
night.
What
am I supposed to do with my Masters Sunday chub?
I'm going to text you the winner.
No Masters talk on Monday.
I'm going to text you all weekend. You watching this?
Cannot believe that.
Unbelievable.
Tiger won?
Yeah.
This is kind of surprising, though. You know, John Daly always makes a trip down there and hangs out at the Hooters in his RV. It smells like farts and cigarettes.
Right. In the mountain.
In the mountain. But Snoop Dogg going to be in Augusta as well.
Really?
Going to perform on Wednesday at some saloon right near that Hooters, which is really near the golf course.
Right.
It's
okay.
Funny to me that Snoop Dogg would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Shizzle. I wish that, you know, of all the years I would like to go to the Masters, which is every year, that would be pretty cool to
Snoop at the Masters? Yeah.
At Augusta, yeah. the Shell Houston Open is this week in golf. It's kind of interesting because they try and replicate the conditions. The course is not the same, but they try and replicate the conditions, which gets like 11 of the world's top 25 to come play, which typically a week before a major guys would not do.
Right.
And then
tune up.
And replicate the conditions, you mean what? Shave the greens?
Greens and rough and fairway. Everything is as close as possible to what Augusta has, which is impossible really to emulate. But Wednesday, Masters Wednesday, you know, they do the par three tournament and they bring out the, you know,
grandkids and
whoever,
girlfriends,
you know,
whatever.
Rory had one of the One Direction guys 1 year, you know, it's just all over the place. And Grayson Murray, who's a PGA rookie, asked Lindsay Pellis, I'm not sure how to say her name. She's a Instagram model, basically.
She's a hotter.
Oh my god!
Yeah, but she still has to wear that white suit,
right? But you know, she can keep it open.
Oh, she could keep it open.
And TMZ caught up with her, and she said, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna, you know, wait to see."
Yesterday on Twitter, Bert Kreischer had posted it, and he was hanging out with her, like at his man cave in his house. I don't know if they were doing a podcast.
Bert will be here tomorrow in the studio.
Got to ask him about it.
Ask about the Bert boner he had.
Yeah, Google her, man. If you ain't seen her, whoa. Yeah.
Well, we follow her on Twitter for whatever reason, but she's famous for...
Because she's really smart, Todd.
Anything but being hot?
Not that I know of, or care of.
Instagram model is just hot. That's all it is.
Petey Mac approved.
Indeed. Oh, man.
But they had to do something to, you know, survive before they became the hot Instagram model.
Yeah, just get hot.
Yeah.
And then get photos taken of you, live off daddy's money, and then you're hot. Right.
Done.
So she's probably at that place where she can do like product endorsements on Instagram, stuff like that and get paid for it.
Free money. Now, so this Grayson Murray.
Put her up on this Twitter and Facebook. I haven't seen her.
Please, yes.
I want to see her. Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah. Smoking. So Grayson Murray noticed that as well and asked her on Twitter if she would caddy for him at Augusta.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, absolutely. She's in. Now, the biggest problem with
she should caddy the whole game.
The biggest
all four rounds.
All four rounds.
Well, he makes a cut.
Well, first of all, he's got to make the tournament. And he made the turn. He's got to win the Shell Houston Open basically to get
in
the Masters.
I got it.
He's not even going to play in the
Masters. He ain't going to play in the Masters.
No, he's
sure.
Probably not going to be in the Masters. Oh, man.
And I can see the stuck-up Masters might say, no, she can't.
Yeah, zip that thing up.
Yeah, you can't have her boobs.
We've got family here, and Arnold Palmer would not appreciate this.
Arnold Palmer's dead. That's what you yelled at.
And take off your hat, young man. I didn't mean to have this in a sec, but now that I read it, Russell Westbrook is averaging a triple-double, and he had 57 points, 13 rebounds, and 11 assists last night, which is amazing stat line, to be honest. But sorry to mention that.
That's okay. Yeah, you're right. We'll talk golf, but no NBA. God darn it. Thank you, Petey.
Thank you.
Chad Zumach and Sean O'Brien, they're with Bert this weekend, but Chad is actually headlining tonight. MoneyBoneOmaha.com. They'll be here later on this morning. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.